For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Good evening. Tonight's shiur dedicated to Ilui Nishmas Chanafega Bas, Rabbi Yonah and Avraham ben Yonah, Tehen Shmosim Tzuru B'Tzuru Chayim. This week's parasha is Parashas Re'eh, and also Shabbos Mevarchim Elul, last month of the year, if we count from Tishrei. It is also Erev Rosh Chodesh, Machar Chodesh. We go straight from Shabbos to Rosh Chodesh Elul, which this year, as always, is 2 days. Rosh Chodesh Elul is always 2 days. The parasha that usually takes us into Elul is Re'eh. Re'eh is the Shabbos that connects Menachem Av and Elul. Two opposite months. Menachem Av is a month of Churban, a month of Yerida, as it says in Eichav, Atered Piloyim. We went down. There was a tremendous downfall. May Igra Rama Labira Amikta, as Chazal tell us, from a high level to a very low level. And we plunged into darkness where we don't see. We do not see open miracles. We do not see godliness in a revealed manner. Instead, it's concealed. As David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Oisoisenu loiroinu, ein oid navi, v'lo yitonu yodea adma. We do not see signs. We don't have a prophet. And we don't know where we're going. And as it says in Eicha, loimotsum chazon, we don't see any visions. We're like walking around in darkness, groping to feel, but we do not see. However, Elul is totally different. And even Av, beginning with Chamisha Asa B'Av, as we mentioned, things begin to change, but especially Elul. Elul is a month of Aliyah. Elul is a month of Binyan, as we'll see soon, and Elul is a month of light. A month in which we see what we did not see in Av, we see in Elul, which is why the parasha that takes us into Elul right away begins with Re'eh. Re'eh means see. We're able to see, at least if we utilize the directives of the Torah, we utilize the month properly, we immediately go from darkness to light, and we begin to see. What do we see? The parasha begins with the word re'eh, and the parasha ends with the mitzvah of re'iyah, that 3 times a year, every male is commanded to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash. Sholesh pa'amim b'ashana ye'ra'eh chol zechurecha. Every male, this is a mitzvah that is incumbent upon the males, the females can stay home, their job is to be home, but the men, they can go too, but the obligation is for the men, ye'ra'eh chol zechurecha. This is what's called Re'iyas Panim, the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim. As we learn in Chagiga, what that means, exactly what the Re'iyah is, and what is required when one goes to the Beis HaMikdash. So the parasha begins with Re'eh, the parasha ends with the mitzvah of Re'iyah. And the parasha discusses various topics. Parashas Re'eh is full of mitzvahs. There are no stories in this parasha. One mitzvah after another. But we notice at the beginning of the parasha, over and over again, the Torah talks to us about Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, which every Jew knows is prohibited. Avodah Zarah, which is from the 3 cardinal sins that one is obligated to risk his life not to do. The Torah talks about it over and over again in this week's parasha, and probably more in this parasha than in any other, at least in the mitzvah format. And right at the beginning, we read about the bracha and the klala, and the klala is im loy sishmuel mitzvahs Hashem v'sarta min haderech lo leches acharei Elohim acherim asher lo yedatem, which is avodah zarah. And Rashi tells us right away at the beginning. From here, we learn that kol ha'oyved avodas kechav, whoever worships idols, harei hu sor mikol haderech shenitzavu Yisrael. That means he has veered off the proper course that Klal Yisrael were commanded. One who admits an idol worship in any form, shape, is a denier in the entire Torah. And that's how the parasha begins right away. And as we continue cruising through the parasha, we talk about Abe to Abdun as Kol HaMakoymos. Here the Torah commands us, it's not enough not to worship idols. You must uproot the idols from wherever you find them in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutzal Aretz, there's no mitzvah to go and burn churches, or burn crosses, or destroy Christian symbols. We live in Golis, we can't do that. We're not allowed to worship, but we're not told to destroy. In a certain way, we have to respect it for the Goyim. However, in Eretz Yisrael, Abe te Abedun es kol hamakoymos, which unfortunately it does not happen today in Eretz Yisrael. Not only is it not happening, but it's even missionary activity, unfortunately, as everyone knows, is being encouraged. Abe to Abedun es kol hamakoymos asher avdu sham hagoyim v'nitatzdem es mizbechaisim, eradicating any form of idol worship, including the mizbechais, the altars that they worship on, and the matzevais that they worship on, and the trees that they worship, v'ashereihem u'psilei aloheihem v'ibadetem es shemam. The Torah makes it very clear that we have to uproot any form of idol worship in Eretz Yisrael. And we're not finished, because we go to the next topic after this. After talking about Beis HaMikdash and other topics, the Torah says, Ki yachris Hashem alekecha es ha-goyim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wipes out the nations before us, the nations that we are entering their land to inherit, which is Eretz Yisrael, v'yorashta oisam v'yoshafta ba'artzam. Says the pasuk again, Hishomer lecha pentinoke shachareim achare hishamdam ufentidroish leloiheihem leimor echa yavdu ha-goyim ha-iles eloheihem. That you might want to search and study different religions or different forms of idol worship. This is an abomination, and so on. Then the Torah talks about a Navi Sheker. And the Torah specifically says, if the Navi tells you to worship idols, you don't listen to him. So again, we talk about idol worship. Then we talk about a Mesis Umeidiach, which is someone who tries to seduce someone, to convince someone to worship idols, even if it's a close relative of yours, to worship idols that you know of, idols that you don't, from near and far. And then we talk about the Ir HaNidachas, which is a city that worships idols. There's no question that the theme of the first half of this parsha has to do with Avodah Zarah, has to do with idol worship. And the Torah continues, Bonim atem laHashem aleikechem, you are Hashem's children, ki am kodesh atel laHashem aleikechem, Hashem chose you to be his treasured nations from all the nations, asher al paneho adama. And then the Torah talks to us about what's kosher and what's not, sort of a repeat from what we had in Parshas Shemini. And then the Torah discusses at length the mitzvah of Meiser, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ksofim, that one has to give a tenth of his possession to tzedakah. The Torah talks about lending money for tzedakah. The Torah then talks to us about an Eved Ivri, and then we have the reading that we read in the last day of Pesach, Kol HaBechor, the last day of Sukkot, second day of Shavuos. What does this have to do with the month that's coming, with the month of Elul? And it's interesting that the parasha that we read at a different time during the year, as we enter another Siyum Hashanah, which is Adar, is similar to Parshas Re'eh. That is Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim is usually the Shabbos that takes us into Adar, just as Parshas Re'eh takes us into Elul. Adar is the end of the year if you count from Nisan. Elul is the end of the year if you count from Tishrei. In Mishpatim, the Torah talks to us about an Eved Ivri. The Torah tells us that an Eved Ivri works for 6 years, and if he wants to stay longer, he has his ears pierced, and he works till Yovel. Yovel, he goes free too. In our parasha, we talk about an Eved Ivri. And we talk about the Eved who wants to stay longer, the one who has his ear pierced. In fact, many details that are not discussed in Mishpatim are revealed here, as Rashi brings there in Mishpatim, that what was not told to us in Mishpatim, can the door slightly open? There's a little ear in here. What is not revealed in Mishpatim is revealed in Re'eh. Re'eh reveals as Megala that which is concealed in Mishpatim. And that is the topic of Eved Ivri, where the Torah tells us here too, V'hoyalocha Eved Oilam. And Rashi says, does that mean forever? No. It says, V'shaftem ish el achuzasa v'yishel mishpachto yitoshuvu, toshuvu. That means the Oilam of Yovel. Yovel, the Jubilee year, the 50th year that frees all slaves, even those that had their ears pierced, is discussed here just as it is discussed in Mishpatim, and nothing is by chance. The fact that the parasha that takes us into Adar talks about the Eved Ivri, and that the Eved Ivri has a tikkun at the year of Yovel, and in Parshas Re'eh, the parasha that takes us into Elul, which is also the end of the year from Tishrei, talks to us about the Eved Ivri, and that the Eved Ivri has a tikkun by Yovel, tells us that these 2 months, Elul and Adar, are connected. Both are the siyum of a tkufa, and in both months we're preparing for a new tkufa. In Adar we're preparing for Nisan, in Elul we're preparing for Tishrei. In both months we're learning that there's a concept of Yovel, there's this concept of Tikkun, that every neshama returns, every neshama has a Tikkun, has rectification. Even an Eved Ivri, even an Eved Nirtza, one who wants to stay with his master, one who wants to be enslaved to his Yetzer Hara, which is what an Eved Nirtza really is. He'd rather live a life of Hefkeris, live a life with a Shivcha Kenanis, or Hafti Es Hadoini, V'es Ishti, V'es Bonoi, Loi Eitzei Chavshi, he cries, I don't want to go out free. Even he returns, and Yovel takes him out of his situation. And that's what Elul and Adar are. These 2 months are the months of tshuva, especially in a leap year when you have 2 Adars. As Reb Shalom of Belz said, first Belz, the Rebbe known as the Sar Shalom, he translated the pasuk in Miketz, Ki lulei hismamonu ki atoshavnu ze pa'amoyim. He says, lulei is the letters Elul. If we delayed and we didn't do tshuva in Elul, ki lulei hismamonu, Shavnu ze pa'amoyim. We can do tshuva when there's ze is equal to 12, when there's 2 zes, when there's 2 adars, adar which is the 12th month, which is the 12th month, in a leap year, there is a 13th month, and we have an extra month to do tshuva if one did not do it in Elul. So we see already that Elul and Adar are connected, especially in a leap year. And not only that, but in Parshas Mishpatim, there's a discussion of tzedakah, of the mitzvah of tzedakah, particularly an evyon, where it says, Laisata mishpat evyonecha berivai. It's the first time the Torah ever says the word evyon, which means a pauper, someone who has absolutely nothing. He has no money whatsoever. He's worse than a regular ani even. Which, of course, mishpatim is what leads us into Ador, which is the month of Purim, where you have the mitzvah of mishloach monois ishlerei ehu umatonois lo evyonim. And in this week's parasha, Re'eh, which takes us into Elul, which Elul, by the way, is the acronym, Ish L'Re'ehu Umatano Yislo Evyainim, as the Arizal says, we talk about the Evyain here too. Ki yihi yebecha Evyain me'achad achecha be'achad she'orecha. If there's an Evyain among you, and the Pasuk says, then there always will be, until Mashiach comes, ki lo yechdal Evyain mikerev ha'aretz. So we are commanded to open our hands and give to the Evyon. Kipasayach tiftach es yadach aloi, nasayin titein loi, which is of course the mitzvah of tzedakah. In Adar, it manifests itself in shalach monais and matonais le'evyonim, which becomes one of the mitzvahs of Purim, promoting achdus and giving tzedakah. And Elul stands for that. Elul is ani ledodi ledodi li. Elul, which is the month in which we ask for Hashem's tzedakah, we ask for Hashem's mercy, we have to do the same. We have to have mercy on those who don't have, and then when we come to Slichos, and the first words we say is, Lecha Hashem HaTzedakah, at least we can say it, if we give tzedakah, we could ask Hashem to give tzedakah as well to us, because we are the Evyonim, especially our generation is a generation of Evyonim. And every year at this time, whether it's Elul or whether it's Adar, and we're learning about the Evyonim in Parshas Mishpatim or in Parshas Re'eh, where every Jew is returning, every Jew is doing tshuva, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, which is another acronym of Elul, the month in which we're preparing for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the month in which we're preparing for the Chasana, is the month in which we, who are Evyonim, beseech for Hashem's tzedakah. We are asking for Hashem to give us tzedakah. And therefore, Elul is a month that we're supposed to increase, not only in Torah study and in tefillah and in tshuva, but especially in giving of tzedakah. And the tzedakah, we know, is the key to geula. The Gemara says, "Gedayla tzedakah shema kareves es hageula." The tzedakah is what brings the geula closer. Especially our generation, which is not a generation that has the Torah of the past or the tefillah of the previous generations, but tzedakah we do have. And the Haftarah this week, interestingly, tells us, "Bitzdaka tikainani," the pasuk says, "with tzedakah you will be able to rebuild." Tzedakah is going to rebuild Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is called the Ir Hatzedek. Hatzedek is the letters tzedakah. And with the power of tzedakah, "Bitzdaka tikainani." In fact, the Arizal taught us that the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Elul, every month has its particular combination of Yudke Vavke, is derived from the last letters of the four words, "Utsedaka Tihye Lanu Ki." Those four words, Utsedaka ends with a hey, Tihye is a hey, Lanu is a Vav, Ki is a Yud. Hey, hey, Vav Yud. That's in the words where the Torah is talking about Tzedaka, Utsedaka Tihye Lanu Ki. So the Arizal taught us that the name of Hashem for the month of Elul is in words that are referring to tzedakah. In the Haftarah, the first Haftarah that we read as we approach Elul, the Shabbos Mevarchim, "Bitzdaka tikainani." In the Parsha, we learn about the mitzvah of tzedakah, "Pasayach tiftach nasayin titein," in detail, more so than in any other Parsha. Just as in Mishpatim, we learn about tzedakah, because there we're preparing for Adar. Here, as we prepare for Elul, where in a way we are asking more for Hashem's tzedakah in this time of year than we are then, we are beseeching L'cha Hashem HaTzedakah V'lanu Boishas HaPanim, when we start the Slichas, especially as we get closer to Rosh Hashanah and then Yom Kippur. So it's incumbent upon us somehow to in any way that we can, to increase in the mitzvah of tzedakah, which tzedakah, of course, is a prat, it's a detail in the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael, Achdus Yisrael, which is also a major requirement before the Yom HaDin. That's why the Parsha begins with the word Re'eh in singular form. It should have said Re'u. We're talking to a multitude of people, so according to the laws of grammar, it should say Re'u. In fact, it says Re'eh Anochi Noseim Lifneichem. That's plural. It doesn't say Re'eh Anochi Noseim Lifanecha. So why does it start off in singular, Re'eh? Because right away the Torah is telling us as we approach Elul, we have to be one. We have to unite. Ish l're'ehu u'matonais l'evyonim. Ke ish echad b'leiv echad. The emphasis is chesed and tzedakah. That's what's going to help us to be zeicha in the Yom HaDin. When we're kind to others, Hashem is kind to us. We give tzedakah to others, to the evyonim, then Hashem will have mercy on us who are evyonim. So the first word of the parasha already hints to us what is required of us. What is required of us is to unite, which is why the Torah begins the parasha Re'eh in singular form. And in that schus, we will be zeicha to Re'eh. Because in the month of Av, in Av we don't see. In Golus in general, as we said before, we're plunged into darkness, we do not see. As Yirmiyah writes in Eicha, "V'machshakim hoshivani kimeisei oilam." It's dark, there's no light. But Elul is coming. Elul is coming, which Elul leads to Rosh Hashanah, where we say, L'David Hashem, Oiri v'yishi, Oiri, it says, is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day of light. Light, the light that we read about at the beginning of creation. In fact, the first light that Hashem created, He created in the month of Elul. Because light was created on Chaf Hei Elul, which is the first day of creation. Vayara lehim es ha'or ki toiv. Vayomer Elokim Yehi'or Vayehi'or, that was Chof Hei Elul. Elul is the end and it's also the beginning. It's the end of the year on one hand, but it's also the beginning of the next year because the year really starts on Chof Hei Elul. So Elul is the Akev of the year. As we mentioned last week, we always read Parshas Akev as we get closer to the end. The Akev is the end, the heel, but it is also the beginning. And what's interesting is that every month, as we mentioned many times, corresponds to another Shevet. The Shevet of Elul is God, which incidentally God stands for Gomel Dalim, which means to give tzedakah. Gomel Dalim. The Gemara says, Gimel Dalid, Gomel Dalim, that we have to give to the poor. God is the month of Elul. God was the warrior. God Gedud Yigudenu V'hi Agud Akev. There we see the word Akev. It's the Akev of the year. But by God it also says, Vayah Reishis Loi. in Parshas Beracha, that God saw the portion of Rashis in his portion. Rashis meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, who was referred to as Rashis, is buried in the portion of land of God. Vayah Rashis Loi. So it's Akev and it's Rashis at the same time. It's the end, but it's also the beginning. And what is required of us during this time, and if the truth is every day, in every part of the year, a Jew has to constantly be working on his midos and rectifying the character traits that need to be rectified, particularly arrogance and pride, gaiva and yeshus, the ani, the anochi, especially as we enter the month of Elul. Elul, which is ani ledoidi vedoidi li, ani means I give myself over ledoidi to my beloved, I give myself over to Hashem. All my eyes should be for Hashem. It's not, I want this, everything is... The reason why we do the wrong things in life is because we're self-centered, especially today, the me generation. I want this, I need this, I must have that. Everything is I. Ani, you have an I, ledoidi, you give it over to Hashem. Ledoidili, and then Hashem will give us of himself. And he will allow us to see that which is concealed. That which is concealed will be revealed to those who have humbled themselves. Those who have worked on their midos, those who have humbled themselves, those who are Akevs, that's the connection to Akev and Re'eh. When a person works on himself and he, after everything he does, he still thinks he's just an Akev, he's just a heel, that person, Re'eh, will see. That person is going to see. As it says concerning the Ge'ula, V'ro'u kol basar yachtav kipi Hashem dibe, even the basar, even the flesh, will see godliness. Or as we're going to be reading in the next Haftiris, in the next upcoming weeks, Ki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem tzion. Every eye will see when Hashem returns to Zion. When Hashem v'sechazena einenu b'shuv chalat tzion b'rachamim. Elul, in contrast to of the month of Av, which is the month of destruction, the month of Yerida, Elul is Aliyah and Elul is Binyan. And this we see, first of all, we all know that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai for the third time on Rosh Chodesh Elul, when Hashem told him to carve out the second Luchos. So Moshe goes up again, he's going up on Rosh Chodesh Elul. But there's a famous Nevuah, or maybe not so famous, in Chagai. Chagai is one of the last Nevi'im that we ever had. Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, the last three. Chagai's first Nevuah that he says in his Sefer Chagai takes place Rosh Chodesh Elul. It starts off B'Chodesh Hashishi, which is Elul is the sixth month, Be'echad L'Chodesh, tells us the Kaf HaChayim. The Kaf HaChayim, the great Sfaradish Apaiskim. So the Kaf HaChayim says that Rosh Chodesh Elul, every Jew should learn the first parak of Chagai. What is the Nevuah of Chagai referring to? It's talking about Binyan Bayis Sheni. There were false alarms before Chagai. There were times when the Klal Yisrael thought that they should build, and then they tried, and it didn't materialize, even though it was a Pekida in the time of Koiresh. This time Hashem says to Chagai, this is for real. Now, tell every Jew, Alu Hahar, this is what the Pasuk says, go up to the mountain, take wood, Ubenu HaBoyis, and build the house. In other words, Elul is a month of Aliyah, Alu Hahar, Ubenu HaBoyis. It is a month of Binyan. Unlike Av, which is Churban, Elul is Binyan. We are rebuilding in this month. All the Haftiris are in the Haftiris of Nechama, being consoled. We're rebuilding ourselves, and hopefully we're rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash at the same time. What's very interesting is that the second Beis HaMikdash, the beginning of the Binyan of the second Beis HaMikdash was in Elul. And what's interesting is it was completed in Adar. Again, we see the parallel between Elul and Adar. It began in Elul, and it was completed in Adar. It says so in Nehemiah, in Ezra, rather. In Ezra, Perek Vav, it says that the second Beis HaMikdash was completed on Gimel Adar. When did they begin building the Churvis? When did they begin building the ruins? They began building the Churvis in the month of Elul, and the Pasuk says in Chagai is the 24th. The 24th of Elul is when they began building the second Beis HaMikdash. Hashem tells Chagai, Rosh Chodesh Elul, tell Klal Yisrael to rebuild. They begin rebuilding on the 24th day of Elul. In Nehemiah we read that on the 25th of Elul, which is also the day of creation, the first day of creation is Chaf Hei Elul. Adam was created on Rosh Hashanah, but the first day of creation is 6 days prior to that, which is Chaf Hei Elul. later on Chaf Hei Elul, they completed the wall around Yerushalayim. That's what it says in Nehemiah. So we see that Elul is definitely associated with Binyam, unlike Adar, unlike Av, which is Churban, which is why, and during the 9 days, we do not get, there's no Chasanah, a Chasanah is a Binyan Adayad. V'hiskin loy mimenu Binyan Adayad, v'even Hashem Elokim is Hatzela, Binyan, Kebinyan, the Gemara says. Marriage is a Binyan. There can't be marriage in during the 9 days at least, because that's a time of Churban. Elul, which is the month of Binyan, is a time for marriage. In fact, that's what it stands for. Ani l'do di v'do di li. I am to my beloved is to me, referring to, of course, the chasana of Hashem and Klal Yisrael, and therefore, all chasanas, no matter who, you know, no matter when, Elul is definitely an appropriate month for chasanas. And by the Litvish, they do not, among the Lithuanian Jews, the yeshiva crowd, perhaps they feel that Elul is not a month of weddings, because he's supposed to be more serious, but by Hasidim and by Sfardim, and anyone who looks at the Haftarahs here, it's very clear that this is a time for weddings, this is a time for binyan, this is a time of happiness, it's a time, of course, of cheshbon hanefesh, no question about it. It's time to prepare for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But who says you have to prepare for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in a depressing and melancholy state? No one says you have to be that way. You could do it besimcha, you do it with joy. In fact, just the idea that you have the ability to return to Hashem and we can rectify ourselves is the most it's the happiest. The happiest and joyous, it's so enjoyable knowing that you can return to Hashem. That itself is the greatest simcha, that there's still hope. And that starts already now this Shabbos, which has in it the kriya of the Yamim Tovim. All the Yamim Tovim are in this week's parasha. All the Yamim Tovim, the kriya of the last day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, the last day of Pesach, and the second day of Shavuos are all in parashas Re'eh. So Elul is Aliyah, Elul is Binyan. What are we building? We're rebuilding ourselves, and we're rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. The parasha that talks to us about Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Re'eh. In this parasha we read, V'hoya ha-mokim asher yivchar Hashem elokechem bo l'shakein shmoy sham. Here the Torah tells us there's going to be a designated place that Hashem has chosen. And of course, it was chosen already by Avram Avinu at the Akedah, Behar Hashem Yeiroeh. And what is that? Says Rashi here, Benulochem Beis Habchira Birushalayim. Build the chosen house, the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. Here's what the Torah tells us to build the Beis Hamikdash. Here in Parshas Re'eh, as we enter the month of Elul, the month of Binyan, the month in which the second Beis Hamikdash, the building began in Elul. The walls of Yerushalayim are completed in the month of Elul. We're learning in Parshas Re'eh, which takes us into Elul, about Binyan Beis HaBechira, Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Svarim tell us that Beis HaMikdash is Begematria Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Beis HaMikdash of time. There's a Beis HaMikdash in a geographical place, which is referred to as HaMakim, the place. Of course, any place on earth has a place. It's a place. But the place, when you say HaMakim, HaMakim is the Beis HaMikdash. It's the place. Like it says in the Akedah, Vayares HaMakim Meirachik. And that's that Makim, that's the Makim HaMikdash. Designated for future, for Karbonos, designated for the revelation of Mashiach. There's also HaYom, the day. When we say the day, says the Zohar, that refers to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day. Every day is called Yom, but HaYom is Rosh Hashanah. So there's a designated spot on earth, that's the Beis HaMikdash. There's a designated day, that's Rosh Hashanah. There's a designated individual, that's Mashiach. Mashiach is the Nefesh, the soul that encompasses all souls. He is the Neshama Klolis. A general neshama, a neshama that includes in his neshama the spark of every single Jew is included in the neshama of Mashiach, as it was in the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. And in every generation there's a Moshe Rabbeinu. It's pashtusa the Moshe b'chol dora v'dora. That nefesh, that's the nefesh of Mashiach, is also told to us, talked to us here in Parshas Re'eh. At the end of the parsha, interesting, in the parsha of the Evyon, when we're talking about the Evyon, the poor man who has nothing, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Ki Yihyeh Becha Evyon, May Achad Achecha the Achad She'orecha. He says, from the unique among his brothers, unique from all the cities. Now, literally, this means if you have a poor man from one of your brothers in any one of your cities, in your land, and you see him, don't withhold from giving him tzedakah. Comes along the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and he says that B'derech Remez, the Torah is talking about Mashiach, who is Achad Achecha. He's unique from all of Klal Yisrael. He's the Echad HaMiyuchad. The Achad She'arecha, which is, he says, is Yerushalayim. He says Mashiach will be revealed, and he will come to Yerushalayim, and he's called an Evyain. Why would we call Mashiach an Evyain? Yes, Zechariah says, Oni v'reichev al chamor, he's a poor man riding on a donkey. But even Rashi in Zechariah says, Oni doesn't mean really poor, he's an anvasan, he's very humble. Not that he's poor, a Navi has to be rich. Mashiach is the ultimate Navi. Oni v'reichev al chamor is in an allegorical sense, doesn't mean literally. And here the Torah says, Kihi abacha evyain, and who is this? Me'achad achelcha be'achad she'arecha. And the Aruch Chaim goes through the psukim and talks about Mashiach, and he ends off, Mashiach Hashem Shmoi Chaim, that his name is Chaim. They say he was referring to himself. His name was Chaim. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, he was the Mashiach of his generation. It's a known fact that every generation there's someone who could be Mashiach. And there's nothing wrong with people believing that either. That's a Torah concept. And we find it throughout Shas and all over the place. The Or HaChaim was one of them. In fact, it says that the Baal Shem Tov would have met the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, they together would have brought Mashiach. It's known that the two of them had the Neshamas of Mashiach, and if they would have met, they would have somehow brought Mashiach into the world, but it wasn't the time yet, and therefore the Baal Shem Tov never met him. And in this week's parasha, he ends off this discussion here, Mashiach Hashem Shmoi Chaim, the Sfarim say he was hinting to himself. Others say Chaim stands as an acronym for the different names that the Gemara says who Mashiach could be. Chizkiyah, Yinoin, Yud stands for Hashem, Hashem Tzidkenu, and the Mem is Menachem. But most say he was referring to himself. But anyway, not for now, says the Aruch Chaim that Mashiach is discussed here in the parasha of the Evyoin, in the parasha of Tzedakah, because the mitzvah of Tzedakah is what's going to bring about the revelation of Mashiach. G'doyla Tzedakah Shemekareva says HaGa'ula. In the month of God, which stands for Goymel Dalim. In fact, the Pasuk tells us in Matos, when God and Reuven asked that their portion of land be given to them on the eastern side of the Jordan River, they said, Va'anachnu necholei tzchushim. We will go with arms, and we will go and fight all the wars and battles. Tells us the Midrashim, Chushim is the letters Mashiach. So that God promises that when Mashiach comes, they will also be on the forefront, in the front lines, fighting Goy Gumagoyk. Just like they were on the front lines when the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael for the first time, they'll be there at the end too. When it talks about God in Parshas V'zayis HaBracha, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he benches God, he says, Baruch Marchiv God. God's land expands. It wasn't narrow, it was very wide. Marchiv, this Harchava. In Av, there's constraints, min ha-meitzar, bein ha-metzorim, but in Elul, there's harchava, there's expansion, there's relief. That's why we read in this week's parasha, ki yarchiv Hashem alekecha es gevulcha. When Hashem expands your boundaries, we're entering a month now of expansion, there's relief, we're out of the meitzar, min ha-meitzar karosika, anoni ba-merchav, that's what the shofar is about, the shofar is narrow where you blow, but it widens, we go from meitzar to merchav, that's from Av till Elul. The third Beis HaMikdash is referred to as Rechayvais, and Parshas told us the three wells that Yitzchak dug. The first one was called Sitna, the second one was called Sitna, and the third is Rechayvais, which means expansion. Ki ata hirchav Hashem lanu. The Rechav, as it says in Yecheskel, V'rochva v'nosav olamayil olamayil, it'll expand and expand and expand, it'll never stop. Rechayvais, Harchava, Harchavas Hadas. The root is Rochav, which is Reish Ches Beis, which is the same letters as Bochar, which means to choose. Hashem chose the Mokrim HaMikdash, just like He chose us, Ki Becha Bochar Hashem Mikol HaAmim, Ata V'Chartono Mikol HaAmim, and He chose certain days, and He designated them as days that we can get closer to Him, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Yom Tov, especially Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. Elul is Harchava. Rechayvais, expansion. And by God is the month of Elul, the Torah says, Baruch Marchiv God. When God was born, it says that Leah, who gave Zilpah to Yaakov, so she's the one who called him God. So she said, Ba God. God has arrived. Doesn't say anything why he's called God, it's just Bar God. So Rashi gives three interpretations why he's called God. One is, God means luck. In Aramaic, God, Gadi v'sana kloy, the Gemara says, God is luck. But God, good, means good. The word good in English, good, G-O-O-D, comes from God. God, that's why we call him God, because he's good. God, he's good. But Bar God means Bar Mazel Tov, says Rashi. Good luck has arrived. Why only by God? And the other children didn't bring good mazel when they were born. Every Jewish child that's born brings an outcry of mazel tov. What is it about God that when he was born, the Torah says, Bar God, Bar mazel tov. God represents Elul. Elul is a month of good mazel. Av is not. In Av it says the mazel is bad. That's why it says that a person should not go to court with a guy if he has a choice. He shouldn't do it. Because if he has to fight a ticket, try not to fight a ticket in Av. Try to push it off to El. Maybe the cop won't be there anyway the next time. You'll get off the kid. Av is a month of Mazel Ra. It's not, the Mazel is not good in Av. But in Elul, it's Bar God. It's Bar Mazel Tov. In Elul, the Mazel of Klal Yisrael is now good. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I am taking them back as my people. I am giving you a second Luchais. I'm giving them a second chance. There's good Mazel. It's the month of Harchava, the month of expansion, the month of the Beis HaMikdash. We're preparing for Binyan, we're preparing for the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash, Pigamatria, Rosh Hashanah. When Rosh Hashanah comes, the Beis HaMikdash has to be built already. Meaning, by when Rosh Hashanah comes, our own Beis HaMikdash has to be built. We are given a month, and even more than that, if we start the way we should, on Chamisha Asabav, Shebahen, Benayis Yerushalayim, Yaitzais, V'chayilais, Bakramim, as we spoke about in the last few weeks, the girls go out, and they tell the Bacharim, Sana Einechu Re'ei, choose properly. The Bechira begins on Chamisha Asa B'av. We say in the Lam Natsayach, right before the Shofar blowing, Yivchar Lanu Es Nachloseinu Es Goyin Yankiv Asher Ohev Sela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who chose Klal Yisrael, every day really he chooses us. And every Rosh Hashanah he chooses us again. And every Rosh Hashanah, as it's brought down in Sfarim, there's an oir, there's a light that comes down to the world that was never here before. A new light. And if we are able to, if we prepare properly for that light, we merit to see it. And that's why the parasha that takes us into Elul every year is Re'ei, which Re'ei means to see. The goal is that we should see. Even the learning, the Torah that we learn now is Toshma. Gemara is Tashma, which is come and hear, come and listen. It's Shmiya, it's not Re'iya, we don't see it yet. But the Torah of La'asid Lavai, the Torah that Mashiach is going to reveal to us, which it says is going to be so much greater than the Torah we have today, this is a Medrash, this is not my own words, the Medrash says that the Torah we have today is Hevel, nothing compared to the Torah that Mashiach is going to reveal. It's very hard to understand that. There are so many Sfarim printed. You go to a Sfarim store today, one is marvels and is amazed at how much there is out there. That's all Hevel compared to what's coming. Because whatever we have today, as great as it is, and it is great, is all Shmiya. It's only what we hear, what we understand. We don't see it. In the future, we're going to see it. That's why in Zohar, which Zohar is Pnimiyus HaTorah, the part of the Torah that is hidden, that Mashiach is going to reveal, there it says Tochazi, come and see. It doesn't say Toshma. It says see, because that's the Torah that's going to be revealed in the future, and the Torah that's going to be revealed in the future is from a higher level, and even though it is from a higher level, and one would think that certainly when we get there, we're not going to see it, we're going to have to hear it, we're going to only understand it. No, we're going to see it, similar to what happened by Matan Torah, where it says, V'chol ha'am royim es ha'koylois. There they saw sound, sound waves became visible. It's almost like today, even scientifically, they never knew that there was such a thing as sound waves in the air. Now they're able to pick it up, whether it's with radio, television, satellite, they're able to pick up that there is something there. It's tangible somehow. And in the future, we'll actually see it. Meaning, we'll see Ruchnius. Ruchnius, which today is something that we believe in, we know it's true, we hear about it, we learn about it, but does anyone really see it? In the future, we will see it. And in the month of Elul, we have an opportunity to prepare ourselves for that level of Re'iya, where we will see that which today is concealed. The name of the parasha, therefore, is Re'ei. In the Beis HaMikdash, we saw. The Beis HaMikdash is the place to see. as we're going to be reading this week in the Pirkei Avos, Asara Nisim Nasu La'Avoseinu Beis HaMikdash. There were 10 miracles that would occur every day in the Beis HaMikdash, where every Jew saw Elokus, every Jew saw godliness. Godliness was not concealed in the Beis HaMikdash, it was revealed where everyone could see. In the Beis HaMikdash you saw. Now we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so we don't see. But Elul, which is the month of Binyan, and we're supposed to be building, rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, the goal is that we should be able to see again. And on Rosh Hashanah, which, as we said, Rosh Hashanah, Begamatria, Beis HaMikdash, every Jew stands, and every Jew should be able to stand in shul and hear the shofar, and not only hear the shofar, but see the sounds coming out of the shofar gadol. There's a machlokes in the Gemara, when will the Geula come? Will the Geula be in Nisan or in Tishrei? Rabbi Eliezer says, B'Tishrei asidin li goyal, that we are going to be redeemed in the month of Tishrei. Rabbi Yehoshua says it'll be in Nisan. Therefore, every year, when it's Adar time, we anticipate, look forward, that hopefully the coming Nisan, the coming Pesach, will be the Pesach of Geula, Pesach de la Asid Lavoi. And every year when it's Elul, we should anticipate and look forward and strive and prepare that this Tishrei should be the Tishrei of Geula, especially this coming Tishrei of Tavshin Samach Tes. Samach Tes is Begematria Evyain. Not that this should be Chas V'Shalom, a year of poverty, that's not what we're intending to say here, on the contrary. The year of the Evyain is Mashiach, the Arachayim, as we just quoted, says that Mashiach is the Evyain, because he is Mesakeh, and he's going to rectify every soul, every neshama, even the Evyainim of Klal Yisrael, those who are so low, they don't even know that they're Jewish, and even those who are from, but are so far anyway, because we're all far, Mashiach is going to be Mesakeh then, just like it says in Yeshaya that Mashiach is sick and he suffers because of our sins. Even though he should not be sick because he doesn't sin, but it's because of the sins of Klal Yisrael. The same thing with the name Evyain, because Klal Yisrael is going to be in a matzav of Evyain prior to the Geula. Therefore, Mashiach is referred to as the Evyain, who's going to get us out of the matzav of Evyain. He's going to take us out of the situation of Evyain, especially when we are going to involve ourselves in tzedakah v'chesed, ishlo re'ehu matanois lo evyoinim. But this coming year, Tavshin Samach Tes, Teheshna Simen Toiv, is Moitzo'ei Shvi. It says the year after Shemitah, which incidentally in this parasha we learn about Shemitah and about Hashmatas Ksofim, that there's going to be I'm sure soon in every shul, they're going to have the prosbuls being given out. Because as we come to the end of the Shemitah year, we have to write a prosbul, so any loan should not be lost, and those who lend money, those who are going to lose their money, because Al Pi Torah, once Shemitah passes, they don't get their money back, because Hashmat Das Ksafim, even though you're really supposed to give it back. So we write a prosbul, which the prosbul could be written either at the end of the 60th year or at the end of the 70th year, which is now, as we're approaching the end of Tavshin Samach Ches, the Shnas HaShemitah, and we prepare ourselves now for Tavshin Samach Tes Moitzoei Shvi, is the year after Shemitah, which the Gemara says, B'Moitzoi Shviyas Ben David Ba. The Gemara says that Moitzoi Shviyas Mashiach comes. The Chafetz Chaim, it's known, put a tremendous emphasis every Elul prior to a Moitzoi Shviyas. When it was the Elul before a Moitzoi Shviyas, he used to talk a lot about the next year being the Moitzoi Shviyas, and this should be the Moitzoi Shviyas, that Mashiach should come, especially during World War I. And especially during the time we're in now, it's clear that we're living in very, very unique times, very special times, but we don't know literally what's going to happen from day to day. And as we get ready for this upcoming Moitzoi Shviyas, this Elul of Tavshin Samach Ches, last month of this unbelievable year that we were in, that, as we mentioned many times, will never happen again, all that has happened this year, whether Shemitah, leap year, and everything else, Erev Pesach on Shabbos, and Purim on Friday, and so on, it's coming to an end, and Tavshin Samach Ches is about to begin. So this is the month Elul that we're supposed to prepare ourselves, number one, to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh for the year that passed, the Ekev, and to prepare ourselves for the upcoming year, the Reishis. Loi, loi, Elul is loi with an aleph, loi with a vav. Loi with an aleph means no, loi with a vav means to him. The more no, the more we humble ourselves, the more we annul the arrogance, that's Avodah Zarah. That's why the Torah talks so much to us about Avodah Zarah in this parasha. Avodah Zarah, the real Avodah Zarah is Gaiva. The Gemara says that a person who has Gaiva is an idol worshiper. He worships himself. We have to humble ourselves, and that's the only way that we can unite with others. That's why it says re'e in singular form. The only way that a person gives tzedakah, of course, when he is willing to give of himself, when he's not arrogant. Arrogant people don't give tzedakah. It's my money. Why should I give it to him? Let him go and work, says the arrogant person. It's the humble that give. It's the humble that realize that everything that we have doesn't belong to us anyway. It's all from Hashem, and Hashem commands us that we give. We give to others, we give to Him, Ani l'day d'vaday d'li, and when we uproot the Avodah Zarah in each and every single one of us, which is the gaiva and the yeshus that we're born with, abe to abdin, we eradicate the midos rois that are rooted in gaiva and yeshus, which cause all the other midos rois, sinna and kinna and everything else that we learned about in Pirkei Avos, as we're finishing again Pirkei Avos in the next 2 weeks, and then one more time in the cycle until Rosh Hashanah. That's what's going to bring us closer to Hashem. The day Dili, Loi with an Aleph brings to Loi with a Vav, we get closer to Him. And of course at that time we're going to see Re'e, V'ro, Kol Basa, Yachtav, Kipi Hashem, Diver, may we be Zoicha, that this Elo, we should be Mesakan ourselves, and be Zoicha, V'maitzoy, Shvias, Ben David, Ba.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.